So what do you think of Teen Tech today?
I think it's very, very interesting. I've heard a lot about Teen Tech and what it actually is attempting to do. And the delivery of what I would describe as scientific ideas to young people to make them think, first of all, that actually the STEM subjects are very important to them, but also the huge range of opportunities there are in terms of work, in terms of the challenge of later life. That's really what this is about. This is about giving young people the opportunity to experience something different, learn that there is a lot more out there, science, engineering, and all these things. And an engineer isn't always somebody who has, you know, dirty hands.
Yeah.
He can be sitting in an office, he can actually be doing something really intellectual and clever. And so that's we have rather compartmentalized engineering into a particular term, when actually engineering covers a vast range of ideas.
So what do you think could be done to get young people introduced to careers in these fields? Do you think more could be done? Does the education system, should it be changed?
I'm not sure necessarily the education system needs to be changed. I think it's a matter of communication from and leadership from those that lead the education sector in realizing that, yes, education is about expanding knowledge, but actually, at the end of the day, there is an output. And the output is young people that need to find some sort of employment or work. And so there needs to be a little bit of a twist, if you understand what I mean, in the way that, right, the education needs to be applied so that young people can actually go and earn a living. And that's really, really important.
So what interests you about science and technology?
Well, I'm patron of a thing called Sovereign Science this year, which is looking at and recording the massive changes and the successes that the UK has had in the science sector over the last 60 years. And the thing about it is, and the thing that's really sparked my interest about this, was that if you look at those significant changes in the science world, which have been created by people who have subsequently received a Nobel Prize or whatever, when you look at them when they actually invented or made that discovery, most of them were in their late 20s, early 30s, or even younger. So science is actually about young people, but it takes time for that science to be recognized. So what you would look at as a respected scientist who was a Nobel Prize winner, you see somebody who's sitting in a suit, when actually we've persuaded them to put a photograph of that person when they actually invented it. And in many cases, they were kids in jeans and T-shirt with long hair and were not your expected view of a scientist. And that's what really is getting me, is that science and technology and science in general is really for young people. And if we can encourage young people to recognise that science is for a younger generation game, and respect and knowledge comes later, then get on with it. You're of the age where your brain is not constrained by habits and really this is the thing, is science and technology is a young person's game.
Definitely. So do you think people take science and technology for granted as society?
Now that's an interesting question. I actually think that the idea is that we should take science and technology for granted.
We should.
Let me illustrate that for a second. When you go to the bathroom in the morning, you turn the tap on and water comes out.
Yes.
You just take that for granted. But hold on a moment. That was a piece of technology to get that piece of water from a river, a lake, to get it to you, to your pipe. Yes? You don't think about the consequences of how to get that water, right? And that's an engineering problem. That's a scientific problem. By the same way, you look at computers today, when computers first started to come on, everybody was taught how a computer worked. Are you remotely interested how the contents of that works? Because it just works. It just does. You take it for granted now. But actually, the science and technology in there is really, really fascinating. So we should take it for granted, but actually, if we think about it, everything is an engineering solution to something.
So how important is science and technology in your life?
Hugely, because, of course, science and technology allows us to do so many more things that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do. You only have to think about the car. If we didn't have the science and technology around the fuels, we wouldn't go anywhere. You only have to think about the ability to communicate without mobile telephones. Where all this science and technology is making us more productive, and actually, at the end of the day, will make us more prosperous. And actually, that's what we're all about. It's about prosperity for each, not only each individual, but the nation as a whole. And that's why it's so important.
Do you use a lot of technology in your life?
Oh, yes, I use a lot of technology.
What's your favourite piece of technology
you use? Oh, I don't think I have a favourite piece of technology.
There must be something you use.
If you had to name one.
If you had to name one piece of technology.
Oh, I have no idea.
Is there something you couldn't possibly live without? Bored of it.
If I possibly... What I possibly couldn't live without? Well, I would say it's water.
What piece of technology do you think
you use? As in, like, electronic technology.
Well, hang on a second. Why is electronic technology just the only piece of technology?
Well, it's
in order to survive, I couldn't do without water. And the method of being able... The engineering and the science of getting not only the water from what it drops out of the sky, but the science and technology that you have to go through to make it drinkable or usable. That is probably...
Safety.
Yeah, but I mean, so, that's the sort of technology that I can't do without. I mean, that is, I can easily do without, I'm afraid, a piece of electronic technology. You can't do without water. That's the one key thing that I would use. Anyway, guys, thank you very much indeed for the opportunity to come and talk to you. I'm afraid I must move on because I've got other things to do.
Thank you very much indeed.
Interview goes to wherever it needs to go, and encourage more young people to think about science and technology as a career path.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.